Welcome to the Plain Rainbow Podcast.
There's always one obsession, and that's control. They want to have control over the people. In ancient Rome, they gave bread and circuses. They kept the populace busy with entertainment. In other dictatorships, they have other strategies. To limit information, to limit ideas and knowledge. And how do they do that? They lower education, limit culture. They censor any means of self-expression. But it's important to remember this. This is a pattern that repeats itself throughout history.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Podshots. I'm your host, Eric Williams. For this episode, we are discussing the 2013 film Enemy, written by Javier Gullion, I guess. I don't know. It's a Spanish word that I'm not so good at. The film was based on the book by Jose Saramago and was directed by Denis Villeneuve. The film stars Jake Gyllenhaal, and here to discuss the film with me is returning guest, Miss Annel Strauss.
Hey, babe.
Before getting into our discussion, I would like to mention that this podcast is brought to you by the Deliberate Noise Network. Head over to deliberatenoise.com and check out some of the other shows that are over there. So, before getting into our film, what are we drinking?
Good old RBV.
RBV.
Red Bull Vodka.
You know, I thought that was pretty well known that that's what it was. I was texting some people and they asked what I was having or what something about, you know, the Husker game, and I said something about RBVs and they didn't know what that was. But
well, they're not hip.
I guess. They're not cool and young.
You need to not text them anymore.
I guess so. Alright, so yeah, we're both having Red Bull vodkas and yeah. So I think that's pretty appropriate given the type of film that this is. You gotta stay alert, you gotta stay awake. Got to pay attention. Kind of thing. So, with that, let's begin our discussion on the 2013 film Enemy.
You don't go to the movies, do you?
I don't go out that much.
Is there a reason why you're asking me this?
You know, maybe you had a recommendation.
Anthony Clare, 3650 Rathburn Road.
Hello?
Good afternoon.
Hey.
No, I'm calling to speak
Where
to...
Where are you calling from?
I'm sorry. I think there's been a misunderstanding.
Who is this?
Okay, I'll call back later.
Who is on the phone?
The same guy who called before. Same guy.
Are you lying to me?
Son, I am your only mother.
He looks exactly like you. What's happening?
I really don't know what you're talking about.
I think you know.
Why'd you come looking for me?
I needed to know.
I have some questions for you.
Who are you?
What's wrong?
You're crazy.
I'm crazy!
The IMDb plot synopsis is as follows. Adam Bell is a Toronto area history college professor. He is a rather somber man, largely because he's stuck in a routine, which includes a relationship with his live-in girlfriend, Mary. While watching a rental movie, he spots an actor in a bit part that looks like him. He becomes obsessed with finding out about this double of his. He learns that the actor's stage name is Daniel St. Clair, whose legal name is Anthony Clair. Clair is a Toronto-based actor with only a few on-screen credits and is married to a woman named Helen, who is currently several months pregnant. Adam then becomes obsessed with meeting Clair, who he learns upon first sighting that they look exactly the same, from the facial hair to the scar each has, but Clair, who outwardly is more put together than Adam, but Clair is more outwardly put together than Adam. Their lives become intertwined as Clair, I don't know why I keep saying Clair, it's Adam and Anthony, but anyway. Their lives become intertwined as Clair himself ends up becoming obsessed with Adam, but in a slightly different way. So, that is kind of not very well written, actually, but it's a complicated...
You would know.
It's a complicated plot description of a fairly complicated film, but it's also a very simple film in ways, I guess.
Yeah.
So this was something that neither one of us had seen. So what was the impetus behind us seeing this? Do you remember?
Preview?
It was a preview, yeah. We saw the trailer and was like, oh, we should talk about that one.
Yeah, and it's a lot different than the preview gives you. Like, they give you a lot of fun, excitement, and then you're watching it and you're like, okay.
Yeah?
No, I mean, it was still good, but we watched it and you were like, oh, we should talk about that.
Yeah. What was the movie that we were watching? Do you remember?
Under the Skin?
Yeah, it was Under the Skin.
Right? Yes! I win.
Good. That's good. It also had a preview for Locke, which stars...
Tom Hardy.
Yummy. Yep.
Whole movie of him sitting in, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sitting in the car, yeah. So we may talk about that as well at some point. But probably. So this, probably. But this movie has Jake Gyllenhaal in two roles. And what do you think of him generally? Is he someone that you tend to like?
Or... I mean, I liked him in this.
Mm-hmm.
His beard threw me off a little bit, but it was good for this movie.
Sure.
Yeah.
Have you seen a lot of movies with him in it
that
you
can think of? Not that I can recall, really. Oh, okay. But if you threw some at me, I'd be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's getting... I don't know. He's an interesting guy, because I think when he first came out, he was... more of a actor than he is a film star, if that mm-hmm. makes sense. Like, if I think of a movie star, I think of someone like a Tom Cruise.
Or right.
Like, I don't know, someone like that who typically plays a certain type. And, you know, is like a big box office draw and that kind of thing. And Tom Cruise may not be a perfect example because he's done a lot of different things recently, but that's who I tend to think of, where Jake Gyllenhaal's more of like an actor, I guess.
Well, he was really good because he played two different people.
Yeah,
he was super believable.
Yeah, he was completely different in the two roles, mm-hmm. didn't you think?
Yes.
Yeah, and so like the plot description had said, you know, we have Adam, who is a history teacher, and is really unhappy, and that was kind of my first question, is like, what's his problem? Like, he's like everything seems fine.
Yeah.
You know, he's a teacher at a college. He has a girlfriend that he lives with.
Which it seems to be a community college, you know.
Yeah.
Smaller.
Sure.
Which is fine.
And, but he doesn't seem to have like any big issues, but he's kind of an unhappy person.
I saw it totally differently.
Really?
Yes, because, like, it starts out, the first shot is this naked pregnant woman. And
right.
So my first line is, what's with the pregnant lady that's mm-hmm. naked?
Mm-hmm.
So you find that out later, which I think that was kind of fun to be like, oh, here's a glimpse of what we're going to show you.
Well, but, that whole beginning is interesting because... We never go back to it. We have the first shot of Anthony's wife,
mm-hmm.
who's pregnant, and she's naked. And then it cuts to this, like, eyes wide shut type.
Oh, yeah, the whole
sex. Like, kind of like a orgy type of a thing, you would think.
Right. It's very Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah, and then it's, you know, they have this huge spider that comes out
at the beginning. And then they step on it.
And then while she doesn't actually, like, she
well,
doesn't... It implies that she's going to step on it, yeah. And then that's just kind of forgotten about.
Yeah, like, what is so sexy about that?
I don't know that it's the, if it's a sexy thing or what it is exactly, but, so, I don't know, I was, that part, with the pregnancy thing, I just kind of disregard, like, I kind of forgot all about that.
Yeah, but it's like, it's setting up Anthony's character. Mm-hmm. That's all him. He's got a pregnant woman, and then he's got this other life that he lives that she has no idea of, which you find out later, but that's him. They gave you, like, a snapshot of him.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it sets up the Adam character.
Yeah.
Sure. So what did you think of Adam, then? What did you not agree with?
Well, so he's in his class, and he seems just kind of, like, humdrum, knows what he's talking about. And then he goes home, and he's with his girlfriend, but he's not really with his girlfriend. And they shoot that very clearly. They show them drinking, and then they just have sex, and then he gets up again. And like, she puts her clothes on and just leaves every time. She doesn't, like, stay and cuddle and sleep. Like, she just, like, puts her clothes on right after they're done and just leaves. And then he does the same thing over again for the next day and has the same class. And then they recite the same, he recites the same quote, which I think is relevant to the movie.
Hmm.
And they do the same thing. And then he comes home and they drink and they have sex. And it just doesn't seem loving and exciting and girlfriendy and boyfriendy. It just seems like, okay, we're doing this because we found someone to just, like,
spend the day
do
with.
It with, yeah. You know?
Well, do you think that that's just he's with the wrong person, or do you feel like it's something inside of him that's not right?
It could be both.
Okay.
Because he doesn't, like, have any conversations with her. You don't see any of that. They don't show you any of that. They don't show any, like, fun interaction. They're just kind of, like, drinking, and then they just go have sex. So who knows, really, but it seems like they don't have, like, a close relationship. It seems very surface.
Okay, sure. So we have, like you said, it does have this kind of deja vu effect to where you see him give a speech, and then he's, the next day, he's giving the same speech, and you're like, whoa, like, what's going on? Like, it's a really kind of disarming section, I thought.
Because you know that teachers teach different classes, so he's probably teaching another class, doing the same lecture, but I think they honed in on the one quote that he was saying, which I don't have verbatim what he was saying, but it was something about, like, I mean, if you're in this life, then there's something about a different, I don't know, like a same life and different life, I don't know.
I don't know.
I wish I could have the quote.
Yeah, I must not have clued in on that. I didn't have that down at all.
But I think it has something to do with the whole movie.
Yeah, well, I'm sure, I mean, as we go along here. And so, you know, he's like I said, he seems to be not real satisfied with his life, and he's having lunch at one point, and a colleague is trying to have some small talk with him and says, oh, hey, do you like movies?
And he's right, like, and, like, he doesn't even have a personality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he can't even, like, talk to a person for 5 seconds.
Yeah. And the guy suggests that he would watch a certain film. And he goes and he watches it and he sees this bellhop and...
Well, he doesn't just watch it. He sneaks to watch it. He, like... is, like, grading papers, and they have both been drinking, like usual. And she's like, hey, come on, we're going to go do our thing like we usually do. And he's like, no, I'm going to finish grading papers. And instead of finish grading papers, he, like, makes sure she's asleep and, like, goes and sneaks and watches the movie. Why don't you just watch the movie together?
Yeah, why do you think you didn't do that?
I don't know. That's what I wrote, sneak to watch a movie. Like, why would you sneak to watch a movie? If you have a girlfriend, can't you just watch a movie together? What's up with that?
Well, we'll get into maybe why a little later.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
he watches the movie.
Yeah, and he ends up seeing himself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it... it looks like him, because in the movie he's clean shaven, so you know it's one of those things where it's like, oh, is that really what I look like if I didn't?
Yeah, if I shaved my beard off, would I look like that?
Yeah,
yeah.
Because you know it's such a short little bit. It's not like he has a real long look at himself, but mm-hmm. but yeah, he determines that that's him. He Googles the guy. I think it's funny how Googled is like a verb. You know, it's just like part of the like modern lexicon. Like, oh, I Googled it.
Yeah. You know? Like even Anna brought that up this afternoon. She was like, "Are you going to Google it?"
Yeah.
I was like, "What the fuck? You're six.
Why do you know what that is?"
Yeah.
So yeah, he looks up this guy and figures out, you know, that it's Anthony St. Clair. Is that what his last name is?
I think so.
Yes, so. Daniel St. Clair.
Yeah.
And his that's his stage name, and his real name's Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
And he pretty quickly tracks the guy down, and I'm like, whoa, why the hell is he, like, what's the obsession?
Right.
So, but my question was that, you know, what do you think that you would do?
What do you mean?
In that circumstance. Like, say you're watching a film, or you're...
And I saw someone that looked like me?
Yeah.
Sure, I would Google it and look it up and just be like, whoa, that's cool.
And that would stop then? You wouldn't try to get in contact with the person?
I mean, maybe an email and be like, hey, we look alike. If you're a movie star, like, I could be your double. Like, I could be your stunt double. Can I make all the money that you make? Something funny. Like, mm-hmm. I would not be so obsessed. Like, it takes over his life. Like, he's obsessing over it a lot.
Yeah, it does. It does. And the way that we're describing it may make you think of a certain style or a certain performance, but he's obsessed by it, but it's not like, you know, it's not like it's a drug that he needs. He's not like stressed on his face and overly worried about it.
Well, when he's in class, he's like rubbing his head. He's thinking about it a lot.
Hmm.
I was thinking that he was more stressed out than that.
Hmm.
In class, he's like rubbing his head and he's like, okay, we're going to do this today. And he gets out and then he like dials the number and like it shows like he's doing something with his girlfriend and then he's like trying to figure out where he's at. I feel like he was, like, overly obsessed, like a drug.
Interesting.
Like, the opposite of what you're thinking.
Interesting. I guess that's not the way that I took it, I guess. Because,
yeah.
I don't know, and we haven't talked about this, but the Denis Villeneuve, I think is how you say his last name, but he is the director of the film, and the film has a very deliberate look and pace.
And I love things, the cinematography of it.
Yeah, things are very much... at the magic hour looking to where everything is gold.
Yes, I love the color. Mm-hmm. It is very gold and, like, the sun's in a perfect place mm-hmm. always. It's not too bright, but it's not gray. It's, like, middle of the afternoon, I mean, like, later in the afternoon before sunset, like this, that kind of, like, amber color.
Yeah, the magic hour is what the filmmakers call it.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
I just explained it. I didn't know it had a name. That's, yeah, exactly sure. What it is all the time. And it just makes everyone's, the color on people's faces look better.
Mm.
You know, like it's a good place to shoot people.
Yeah, and I guess I took it as like it was, it makes like the darker, the black even more black. Like mm-hmm. all of the shades look even darker.
Right.
And... it almost made me think of like a way that people shoot Seattle or the Pacific Northwest, where everything's hazy
mm-hmm.
and
yeah, it rainy. Felt like that.
It just kind of is like
it wasn't bright.
Mm-hmm.
It wanted to keep you a little down.
Yeah, it was very downbeat, and it was very. It was almost like the outside was. Oppressive mm-hmm. or something. Like, it wasn't just...
Yeah, like, like they were in like a dome or something.
Yeah.
Like, this is the little life that you're living in, and we're going to drive you crazy.
Yeah, that's kind of what the crazy eye look you're giving me.
Yeah.
That's kind of, yeah, that's kind of what I took by it. So I don't know. I felt like he was just more like weighed down by it is what I felt like. Like he just seemed like slouched and like had all this pressure being pushed upon him almost, as opposed to being like really manic and like crazy about it.
Maybe just like describing obsessed differently then.
Sure. Maybe.
Because, it felt obsessed to me, meaning he kept like doing something
like
about
he just
it.
Couldn't shake it.
And he couldn't stop thinking about it, which is the same with being like depressed and like having it on your mind. You know, like the same, I feel like we're describing the same thing, but to me, he seemed obsessed about it.
Okay. So the next thing that I have down here is the first phone call when he calls Mary.
Yes.
And what I like about this is, you know, by this time he has broken into where the guy's, like, his agency.
And he went
to Anthony's agency to figure out where the guy lives. And then he calls to get the number based on the address. He calls, you know, you could call, like, the whatever the fuck it is. Like, a phone book.
Can you imagine, like, would you walk into some place where you had to, like, wait for someone to leave the door open? And then you walk in and you have to talk to the bell guy. Would you be able to have a conversation with them and be like, I'm looking for this? Like, would you be able to, like, have a conversation with someone and just pull it off?
Maybe.
I feel like I might be able to also. But it would be, like, my adrenaline would just be like,
Yeah. I think that the thing that is more impressive is the amount of time he takes to wait to get in the door.
Right.
Because,
can you imagine all the thoughts he's thinking?
Well, yeah, he's just sitting there driving himself crazy.
Yeah.
You know, who
and
is
that's
this guy?
Why I'm saying he's obsessed.
Sure.
To sit outside of this door and not even know that there's anything there, and then he just got the golden ticket because there was something there.
Yeah.
He could have got kicked out.
Yeah.
You know?
It's true. That is true. He could have got, you know,
he
in
could
a
have
lot
got
trouble.
Taken by police or, yeah, who knows?
And the fact that he's willing to do that because, you know, it's almost like he has no other excitement in his life other than this new thing. And he is stuck in his daily kind of routine.
He's like, oh, yeah, this is an adventure.
Yeah. So it's exciting to him. So anyway, he does get the number of this double, this person's home, and he calls the pregnant woman. Anthony's wife.
Yeah.
And she thinks he's kidding. She thinks it's Anthony.
Yeah.
This guy who we still haven't really met on screen yet. Well, except for the very beginning, the spider bit. So we have that, and you know, it's interesting to me because that would be, I mean, that's really terrifying, I think.
What?
You know, like, if you picked up the phone and it was someone that sounded just like me, but was saying that it wasn't me.
Yeah. You know and I mean? Would respond just like she did. She's like, okay, honey, like, Anthony, like, what? Like, are you being funny?
Yeah, and then she's like, what are you doing?
And then he doesn't sound like her husband. He's saying things that aren't like him. Because her husband's not caring and not genuine. And the things that he was saying were like, well, you know, like, he sounded vulnerable.
Yeah, he was more unsure of himself, sure.
Right. And so she was like, oh, wait, this isn't my husband. Who are you? What
the
fuck?
Yeah, she's like, who is this?
Like, yeah, like, what are you doing? Is this a game? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, so I thought that for me was the point that the film really went up a notch. I was like, oh, okay, like now we're going. Now it's more like the trailer that we saw, where it was a little more intense, because up until this point it was very kind of like the filmmaking and the setting. It was a very kind of like, all right, we're just kind of floating through this film, and there's no real
sense of urgency. That part.
And it's just kind of taking its time, and it's a real slow burn. Mm-hmm. And then once it hits that, it seems to start accelerating a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So we get, then we get to finally, let me know if I'm skipping over stuff that you have written down here, but we get to where, Anthony is introduced, and we find him as, kind of a dick.
Yeah.
Like he's really actorly. Like, if you think about he's very self-obsessed and very, like you were saying earlier, uncaring and that sort of thing. But I found his storyline with his wife to be more interesting than the history teacher.
Oh, yeah. I think the history teacher, I wrote down he's a dork. Because, and it's fine to be like that, but I feel like the movie was like wanting him to be that way. They wanted to make him simple.
Mm.
They wanted to make him a little boring. Like, there's no dialogue between him and his girlfriend. There's him making the same lecture twice.
Mm-hmm.
They're making him very generic. And then we get to Anthony, and he is just this extravagant guy.
Big personality.
Yeah. Like, he's the exact opposite. And, yeah, he's the cool guy.
Yeah.
He for sure is. But the cool guy is always a dick.
Yeah, he's the cool guy, but he's a dickhead.
He is a fucking dick.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a dick to his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. And as I'm sure you're going to talk about, but as we've come to see, like, he's obviously done something to her, in the past, and
mm-hmm. yeah.
She's worried about it.
Yeah, and,
cool guys
guess,
always be that way.
Fucking cool guys. So that's, I guess that leads me to the pregnant woman and the history teacher meeting on campus. And their conversation. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
When they meet and,
Well, we should also touch on that Anthony, like, they had a fight.
Sure.
About how he had done something before.
Right.
With another woman.
Yeah, he cheated on her, right?
Right.
And that's what the presumption is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, she's already suspicious.
And she wants to know what's going on with this other call she had. And
right. So, there was a phone call to the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, what the fuck? Is a woman calling?
Is it a woman? Yeah. It's like that State Farm commercial.
And she, yeah. Jared is, or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Is he wearing plaid pants? Yeah, I'm sure at 2 in the morning he's wearing plaid pants.
Right. He sounds hideous.
Yeah. So she is allowed to be
suspicious.
Suspicious. Yeah. And anxious and whatever. Cause she's hormonal.
Mm-hmm.
She's pregnant. She just wants him to love her.
Sure.
He's already cheated on her. They're going to have a baby. Like, mm-hmm. now you have this strange person calling the house that I first answered the phone, and then now you're talking to him, and I don't believe that it's him. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like it's a woman. Totally, like, she's allowed to feel that way.
Mm.
And he is not sympathetic to her. He's...
Well, yeah, he jumps down her throat. But...
Right, yeah. Yeah, and then they meet, and then time goes on, and then she is like, okay, well, I'm going to investigate this, and so she sneaks in his pockets and finds the history teacher's, information.
Mm-hmm.
And then goes and finds him.
Right, yeah. She digs into the actor's pockets and finds the information
mm-hmm.
of the history teacher. And, the history teacher sits outside. And this is what was interesting to me, is that he is either in between classes or something.
Right.
And he's sitting outside and seems just as happy as could be.
He was stressed until he got outside.
Yeah, until he got outside because and he started talking
to
her.
They decided to meet. Mm-hmm. So him and his twin, whatever, mm-hmm. look-alike, are going to meet. And so he's kind of like, oh, finally, I feel relieved. So he goes outside to sit down. And that's exactly what I was thinking is as soon as he interacts with Anthony's wife, mm-hmm. his twin's wife or whatever,
yeah,
his personality came out.
Yeah.
There was no personality in him for the whole movie until that moment.
That moment, yeah. And what's interesting is it seemed like, and this could be my memory of it, it's only been a couple of days, but the memory's a little fuzzy. Or it could be that it was shot different, but I feel like in that scene, it wasn't as golden.
It was super bright.
It looked like it was shot like, completely differently.
Oh, yeah. It was like sunshine and mm-hmm. butterflies and blue jays and right. rainbows everywhere. It was supposed to be like a happy courtyard mm-hmm. where a tired teacher came out and this crazy wife happened to meet.
Right.
And they had a great conversation. Yeah. Like, she knew what was going on, which I love in this whole movie. She's very perceptive mm-hmm. and knows everything the whole time. So she sits down, as suspicious as she can be, looking at this man that looks exactly like her husband, and is like, what the fuck? And he looks over, just like at this cute little blonde pregnant woman, is like, hey, how you doing? Mm-hmm. And she plays it off so good.
Yeah,
like,
she does.
She did really well.
Yeah, she, for such a, I mean, she doesn't have a small role. I mean, this is a Jake Gyllenhaal film. Mm-hmm. But she has a very important role. And yes. She does a really good job, I thought.
Yeah.
You know? I thought that she was really, did a really good job, actually. So, but yeah, I think that you're exactly right. Like, I really liked that section. One of the things that was weird was, at this point, you know, he leaves and, you know, his phone's ringing and he's talking to Anthony. Well, Adam and Anthony are talking.
Yeah, she called him. Mm-hmm. She called her. Okay, so what's her name?
Her name is Helen, I believe.
Yeah, I don't know what the pregnant lady's name is, but so she calls her husband Anthony mm-hmm. and she's wanting Adam the history teacher.
Yeah, Helen is the pregnant woman, I believe.
So she's thinking that the history teacher is going to answer the phone. And he walks around the corner right as Anthony picks up. Mm-hmm. So you're thinking, oh, does she believe it? Mm-hmm. So he walks around the corner right as Anthony picks up. And so it's almost that moment of like,
Is there two lying? Yeah, is there two guys or is there one guy? And
yeah.
And that's the thing. That's my big question through the film.
Right.
Because I'm watching it and, you know, we've seen the trailer. That's all I know about the movie. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't look anything up. I didn't read any reviews.
Yeah, when you read the thing right before, I was like, oh.
And so I think it's interesting. I mean, you, from the trailer, you know that there's supposed to be two guys that just meet each other. Mm-hmm. And so I'm watching this going, is it a Fight Club thing? Oh. Is it a thing where one of them isn't actually there? Is it a thing where...
I didn't even think of that.
You know, because you... When I saw them not being in the same physical space for a long time, I was like,
What do you mean by...
Like, they weren't standing in front of each other for a while in the movie.
Well,
because they didn't actually meet for a little while.
Oh, okay.
Like they were talking on the phone.
Right. Okay.
But they didn't stand in the same place together for a little while.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I was like, is he really just fucking with both of these women? Because they don't live together. Only one of them is married.
And that's what I was thinking. I couldn't imagine what his wife was thinking.
Yeah.
And she calls him and he's like, what do you want? She's mm-hmm. like, nothing. Hangs up the phone.
Yeah. And so the first thing, and this is either a clever trick or maybe more than that by the filmmakers, but when he does go and slip behind the corner when she calls and she's talking to her actor husband, it still could be just that there's one guy. Because, you know, the possibility of it, oh no, it's actually just this one dude.
I didn't even think of that.
And, you know, so I guess staying on that, one of the things that we wrote down, that I wrote down shortly after the scene was when they do meet, and they meet in that hotel room.
Yeah. And I was like, hey, we were watching the movie, and I was like, hey, why are they meeting in a hotel?
Yeah.
You were like, right. Don't talk to me about this.
Yeah, I was like, don't talk. Just write it down.
It's like, but I really want to know, why are they meeting in a hotel? Why wouldn't they just meet in a park?
And see, that's the thing, is are they meeting in a hotel because it's an isolated area?
Yeah, that makes sense, though.
Because there's only... Because there potentially could be only one of them.
Or they're meeting in a hotel because they're scared to find someone that looks just like them.
Because it's a
double. And if they meet in the park, then people would be like, hey, you're twins. And they're like freaking out and maybe want to fight or whatever.
And so so we get this meetup and just taking it as you know, face value that there are two of them. They both have the same scar. To find out.
Yeah, that's really weird.
They both have, you know, the exact same beard, which, you know, like, all right, what?
Yeah.
So I don't know, like, you know, one of the things that you had pointed out while you were talking when you were not supposed to be talking was that that Jake Gyllenhaal did a really nice job of body language and posture.
And when they met.
When they met. Because they were stark, they were very different.
Yeah. Is his name Adam?
Adam is the history teacher.
Adam, his body language is so, shoulders turned in, hunched over, and Anthony just was like, has his head up high, shoulders cocked back, and he is just Mr. Personality, just like, hey, who are you? Mm-hmm. And this other guy is just so, like, inclusive and just like, sad.
Right.
And it was, I liked how they changed his body language with each person. Like,
yeah, it was
really nice.
Yeah, it matched their personalities very well. And one of the other things that is interesting is, you know, again, saying that there's two, of them, that they both picked similar women in terms of looks.
Yes.
You know, both of both of the actors, it's Mary and Helen, and Mary is the more distant one that's the live-in girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she just likes to drink and have sex, you know, have a good time. and the other one, like, is married and wants to have a baby and is pregnant.
Yeah, and Helen is the pregnant one who's, again, been trying to figure out this, what's going on, sort of thing, but they both look similar.
Which is sad, because each person should trade men.
Sure.
Because, like, the distant woman that wants to have sex and get out of there should be with the cocky Anthony.
Right. Well, and we'll get into that as it...
Right. Sure. And then they... Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a little bit. And, but yeah, they really should. And so then, you know, my next note was, is this a representation of, like, one person... And if they're being split into two, what they would be like.
Yeah, I thought of that too.
You know, like it's not like the,
I feel like it's like the Jekyll and Hyde of one person.
Sure, it could be. Yeah, I like how you went to Jekyll and Hyde. That should have been my go being the soon to be English teacher. I was thinking, I was thinking of Superman 3, which I'm sure you haven't seen, which is a great
thing to...
Which is, you know, the regular Superman, when he's deep, he doesn't have any powers, and it's Clark Kent, and then there's the evil Superman who's got a beard.
Wow, I would not have thought of that.
Yeah,
sorry.
I haven't seen that, so whatever. Once you see that film, that classic 80s film...
Okay, let's go with Jekyll and Hyde. I feel like
you will be
universal.
Educated on the Superman 3 shortly.
I will.
So...
Probably have a t-shirt, too.
Probably. Then I put, you know, then I was questioning, because as I'm watching the film, I'm like, well, is it that he just has split personalities? Is it that there's not actually two of them? And then later in the film, I underlined not actually two of them.
Yeah.
You know, and so that was interesting to me. I also think it's interesting that, you know, I'm on this, there only being one idea in my notes now. And I, you know, based on what I'm writing, but I put, that I think the name choice is interesting, that it's Adam, that it's the original man.
Aunt Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, he's like the one, and then he's split off.
It seems like he is the one, though. You know, like his persona is very calm and loving.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, yeah.
I mean,
in comparison, he's not like a happy, loving man, though.
No, he's not happy. I didn't say happy.
Okay.
He's calm. And when you get to later on his interaction with
Helen,
he is loving.
The wife, yes.
But then you have the split off, which is Anthony.
Right.
And he is just all the fun part.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the evil version.
All the things that Adam would not do.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay. So I think that's interesting. And then we have a scene that this is where the film started to lose me a little bit. If I'm being honest, it's where he's talking to his mother.
Mm-hmm.
And his mother is played by Isabella Rossellini, who is wonderful in. You know, I'm, it's too bad that she's just got this little bit role, and she's best known from being in Blue Velvet, which is a film that you and I will watch, soon that we've done here.
Is that a football film?
No. Blue Velvet?
It's thinking of, Varsity Blue.
Sorry. Yes, you are. We will not be talking about Varsity Blues.
You know, that's funny. Blue and whatever.
We'll watch Blue Velvet and you'll understand how funny that is. It's a very dark movie, but anyway, he's talking to her, and this is Adam talking to her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she mentions that, essentially that he tried acting and failed.
Right. You know, she says, quit trying to be
An actor.
There's like a series of actors. Quit trying to be a blank actor. Remember? When he looked up Anthony.
Like Anthony. Character actor?
Anthony is a B or a C actor.
Oh, yeah, that's just like a made up classification, though. I mean, it's like a.
No, but she said that. Okay. She said, quit being a class C actor.
Okay.
Or something. Which is the same thing that Anthony is in the movie. And then she also says something about, he goes, I don't like blueberries. And she goes, right. Of course you do.
Yeah, she says, of course you do.
Yeah, and Anthony.
Anthony, we've seen, loves blueberries.
Bitching to his wife about not getting organic blueberries.
Right.
So Adam is supposed to like blueberries as an adult and doesn't, and his mother is saying, of course you like them.
Right.
Which is really weird.
So it makes me think, is it really that there's just one of them?
Right.
And that somehow, you know, he has been split off into two personalities. You know, because she knows that he's trying to be an actor. She knows that he likes blueberries. Adam hasn't done or doesn't like either of those things, from what we know.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony is who she's referring to. So is it that she doesn't, you know, she obviously knows that she's like, you only have one mother, I've only had one son. There's not two of you, is what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, what the fuck? You know, is it... Because where would the other one have come from is kind of the thing, right?
Yeah, like, I just don't...
So...
I don't understand.
So we have that. We have the... I feel like... Okay, we won't get to that part yet. But I feel like that's the point that signals that it's actually just one person.
You feel like it is?
Well, I kind of want it, like, for people, for listeners and for Anel, I want it to be one guy.
I get it. Yeah. But the whole time I was watching the movie, when I was seeing two people,
sure,
I was just in the fact that there was two people.
Right, and that's
and
completely...
And so I love that you're saying that you thought that there was one person this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's great. Like, I have no idea how two people were in the same room talking to each other, but...
Well, it's
maybe
just like,
it was like someone being.
It's a like
little,
a.
I don't know.
I would
know,
say
how
it's like
people
a,
like talk to themselves.
Right, like it's a physical manifestation of talking to yourself.
Yeah,
it's like a Fight Club thing where
right.
the other person's not actually there, but you're talking to them.
Right.
So I don't know.
And that's cool. Like I didn't even think about that at all.
And what's interesting is we get to the end, and Anthony is. Becoming as equally obsessed with Adam as Adam was with Anthony when they first met.
So you do think they were obsessed?
Sure.
Okay.
And I think
I
that
was right.
I think that Anthony is definitely obsessed because he wears it more on his face.
He wears it more because I'm sure you're getting to this because he wants to role change.
Right. That's exactly what I'm getting at. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, he wants to swap.
And no way.
And it's interesting because I don't recall them literally coming out and saying, hey, I want to be you for a day, you can be me for a day.
No. He is at home, Anthony is at home, and he practices being aggressive because he's an actor. And he practices being aggressive, and it's like, did you fuck my wife?
Right.
Did you fuck my wife? And then he laughs. He's like, oh, yeah, that's good.
That's it, yeah.
Like, I've got this, like, slum here, this slum guy, and I think his girlfriend's probably attractive. My wife's pregnant. I'm not into her right now. I want to go fuck this guy's girlfriend. So he goes over there,
mm-hmm.
bullies this very vulnerable man. Who's very, like...
This introverted history teacher.
Yeah, he's vulnerable, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't know what's going on. He's into, like, this guy that he's met that looks just like him. He's the guy that he wants to be.
Sure.
And so, he would listen to anything that he has to say. And then he bullies him.
Mm.
He's a fucking bully.
Mm-hmm.
Did you fuck my wife?
But no. why would he say that?
Because he's trying to...
No. Like, what grounds would he have to where that would be a possibility?
None. He just called her. He's just fucking with him.
Right, but he's, like, I guess I'm just trying to figure out what... I mean, I understand that he's just doing this so he can get his way and try to get into the guy's personal life. To get into Adam's personal life. But it's like, he doesn't actually think that that's happened because there'd be
no
way for...
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
He's just being like an abusive relationship where you go too hard. Like, he's just being an asshole. Did you fuck my wife? No. Okay, well, I'm going to take your girlfriend out and I'm going to do what I want to your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Like... He has no grounds to say anything. He's just going too much and abusing him and then asking something in return. And he does give it to him.
Yeah, so
because he's so gentle and...
Adam is, right.
Adam is very gentle and he doesn't know how to deal with it.
And so they do swap.
Yeah.
They swap clothes. Well, actually... I should say it this way. Anthony
bullied.
He bullies Adam,
yeah.
Like you said. And he puts his clothes on and impersonates him.
Yeah. And he goes and picks up his girlfriend.
Who
has never had one dialogue. I mean, they say, hey, you ready for bed?
Right. They talk a little bit, but...
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any personality with her. At all.
Right. And so they do go out and they're about to sleep together. Just relax.
Are you going to cut this out?
No.
I'm going to cut that out. What was it to look for? I said, just move your legs. You don't have to be all secretive about it.
Okay, I just didn't want to make noise.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. Don't be so dramatic.
I was just trying to move my leg away.
I know, but then you're rolling your eyes at me and stuff. So, he does take her out. He does take the girlfriend out. And tries to sleep with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she questions why there's a tan line on his ring finger.
I mean, man, girls are perceptive.
And what's interesting is that's when I'm like, whoa, like, so there's not just one guy.
No, there has to be two people.
You know, that's when I'm like, wait a minute. And if that's the case, then I go through the rest of the film thinking in my mind, like, well, who is this other guy then? Like, where's this Anthony guy come from? What's with the blueberry comment? What's with the failed acting comment that the mother gave?
Yeah.
Like, if there's actually two of them, like, what's going on? I don't know that I understand.
I mean, I feel like the whole time I was thinking that there are two people.
Right, right.
But then when the mother said those two comments, I felt that, like, that was a little bit too close for comfort.
Hmm.
Like, weird.
Like, yeah, okay, what's happening?
Because at first I was, when Adam was doing all his investigating and he was, like, getting all stressed out and worried about it and, like, he couldn't sleep and was renting all these movies and lying to his girlfriend that he was watching movies or whatever, I was thinking, like, hey, you found someone that looked like you. Like, what's the big deal?
Mm-hmm.
Like, big fucking deal. You found someone that looks like you. You know, but this is part of the movie. This is what they want you to do. They want you to be obsessed with them and, you know, they want you to think about it. And I totally agree but you also have to think about when Anthony was taking the girlfriend out,
mm-hmm.
there was also, Adam decided to take it upon himself, which made me very nervous. Because I don't like being nervous.
Right.
And I used to watch I Love Lucy and I would be nervous when fucking Ricky would come home and Lucy would do something bad and I would just be like, oh my God.
Right.
That's exactly, all those feelings came back when Adam decided to go and put on Anthony's clothes.
Yeah, and says,
and
fuck
go
it.
Back just, to his house. Mm-hmm. And he had the bell guy take him all the way upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about this nightclub thing that he has no idea about that you see
right,
in the
that
beginning.
You saw at the beginning, right.
That's like the sex club.
It's like an Eyes Wide Shut thing.
It's yeah, it's sure, like a yeah. sex club, you know, like where you watch and you don't touch, but you just watch. Creepy. Anyway, so Bell Guy is taking him up to his floor and he's like, I need to go back.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta go back, man. Oh, I need the shit. I gotta go back. And he's just like, I don't know what you're talking about, but he plays it off perfectly. He walks even past his house,
right.
supposedly
he
his house.
He walks past his apartment, sure.
And the bell guy doesn't even care. He just lets him in anyway,
because
mm-hmm. he's just so obsessed with the sex club, he doesn't even care what's going on.
Sure.
So he goes in there, and he interacts with the pregnant wife.
Right.
So it's not only just Anthony taking advantage of the girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Adam takes it upon himself, too.
Sure, and so I think that, and those were being cut between, like, those scenes were going back and forth.
Like simultaneously.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I was, you know, it's like, okay, well, these two women are interacting with two different people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, well, I guess they could be shown at the same time, but one's happening at a different time. It just doesn't seem like that because this is the way that it's shot. During the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, well, I guess I can go with that. And then the ring thing happens when they get back to Adam's apartment, to Adam and Mary's apartment, where Anthony's trying to sleep with her. And then I'm like, wait a minute. So is there two people?
You mean Anthony and the girlfriend?
Anthony and the girlfriend.
They went on like a little vacation.
Is that what it was that they had gone on? I thought that they just went out.
They went, like he said, I want to take her on a little...
Like they were going to go stay in a hotel?
Yeah, like a little vacation. Like a little
day vacation kind of
staycation thing. Staycation or whatever you want to say. Okay. Yeah. Because he had to drive her all the way back.
Sure, right. Yeah, and so she... So the girl, the girlfriend, who hasn't had a lot of dialogue, that isn't the cuddler, Mary, she freaks out about the ring, mark.
Because women are perceptive.
Sure, and she doesn't want anything to do with him. She wants to be taken home.
She's like, you know what? I know something's wrong.
Right.
You're being overly aggressive.
Yes. Yes. Because
Adam is not aggressive.
Right. And so she is being taken home. And meanwhile, we see Adam with the pregnant wife. And he's thinking about maybe getting a slice of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only part where I was getting a little nervous, because I was like, oh, you know, because you're kind of with him, and you're like, okay, well, he's the good one.
Yeah.
And Anthony's the bad one.
That's what I was getting nervous, too, was like, he's like homing in on like a family life.
Yeah, and you're like, whoa, what are you doing,
guy? Whereas like the girlfriend's just the girlfriend, you don't have any relationship with her, you know, because there's been no dialogue.
Because we're very surface with her, just like the two of them are. It's just like, okay, she's this blonde and whatever.
Yeah, but you've got this big old nice penthouse apartment, and she's pregnant and mad because he's an asshole.
Right.
And this gentle man is going to walk into this relationship and try to pretend to be an asshole.
Sure.
Not going to happen.
Right.
It makes you very nervous inside.
Mm-hmm. And so we have... And so we have the end.
I was like, well, this is getting interesting.
Yeah,
And I also said, I hate Anthony.
I put, wow, what the fuck, is what I put about
the ending. I also wrote, what the fuck.
So we have this ending, and we're going to try to describe this as best we can. So this is spoilers from here on out, for sure.
Yeah, sorry about it.
And so let's stick with the Anthony and Mary part first.
Okay.
And so they're driving back. They begin to have an argument. They have this Vanilla Sky-esque argument in the car, which is weird that we're talking about this, and we also did Vanilla Sky.
Weird.
And they get in a pretty intense car accident. And that really made me jump.
Yeah.
You know, because I was like, holy shit, because this film has been... You know, like we had said, it's taking its time. It's just very soothing.
Right.
And then that was very not soothing.
Well, okay, so Anthony and the quiet...
Mary,
quiet girlfriend, are doing their sexy thing, trying to, on their stay vacation. And she notices that there's no ring.
Right. Yep.
And then she's like, take me fucking home. Take me home. Like, she's mad as fuck.
Right.
So they're driving home, and she's quiet. And then I can't remember who started something, but they started fighting. But Anthony is a fighter. Anthony is a frisky fucker. And he was like, what the fuck? Why are you treating me like this? And he gets lost in his own mind. He doesn't remember that he's trying to pretend to be someone else. And so he starts fighting like he...
Well, I think the pretenses were over at that point. Like, I think he wasn't trying to pretend to be like Adam anymore.
Right.
You know?
So, yeah, true. So he was fighting like he was fighting with his wife. And Mary already knew it wasn't him.
Right.
So they were just fighting to fight. And it got so bad that they wrecked. But I really can't wait to talk about the relationship at... Anthony's original home.
Yeah, with Adam and Helen. Okay, and yes, so
I can't wait.
So we get to the end, and we see this intense car wreck, and you're like, holy shit. And it's important to note that we don't see them in the car, right? We don't see Adam, or we don't see Anthony and Mary in the car dead or anything like that. We just see the car all fucked up, turned on its... on the roof, from this, you know, horrible multiple flipped accident. And then we get to the ending with Adam and the pregnant married woman, Helen. And he goes to try to sleep with her, right? He's, like, pretending to be Anthony, trying his best. But it sort of, like, I don't know, I couldn't tell if she knew that it wasn't the same or not.
Okay.
What did you think?
Let me tell you.
Woman's perspective.
From a woman's perspective, which is so much more detail-oriented, because she knows, is the first thing I said.
Okay.
She fucking knew from...
From when he got over there?
The second that he asked her, do you need anything?
Hmm.
And then he asked her again, are you... You're 6 months pregnant. Don't you need something? Hmm. And she goes, feelers. Feelers are out. Fucking, this is not the same guy. Right. My guy fucking hates me. Won't even touch me. This is a new guy. This is the guy that I saw at the school that looks just like my guy, but it's not my guy. So, she was always like, kind of like checking him out. Mm-hmm. She knew what was happening. And then what was really awkward was when they first kissed.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the first kiss when you're like, I don't know how old you are when you first kiss.
Mm-hmm.
But it was that first kiss.
When you're in your middle school age,
yeah, typically. Like, because she knew and she was going in hard. And he was like...
He's like, oh, shit. He was kind of like, he knew he was doing something wrong.
Right.
And maybe mentally was... thinking, oh, or physically was like, oh yeah, I can fucking do this, but mentally was like, whoa, once
no,
it's here,
no, but then
like,
that also affects your physical,
sure,
you know, so he was just like,
yeah, very so tentative, was, very, yeah, very clear like that, at that point that it wasn't her
It was
husband.
That awkward, fun, first junior year kiss, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then she knows it, right?
Okay.
She knows what's going on.
Sure.
And I love, they start cuddling. And mm-hmm. she goes, how's school going?
Oh, yes.
She knows so well that it is Adam, not Anthony,
mm-hmm.
that she asks how's school going. And a few seconds go by and he doesn't say anything. And she goes, never mind. Let's just go to bed. You know, she just accepts it.
Sure.
She's like, fine. If we're going to play dumb, I'll play dumb.
Yes, and that's what I love, because she says, hey, let's just put this out in the open, and he's not
too scared.
He's like, whoa, I'm not ready.
But she loves Adam's personality more than Anthony could ever give her. Mm. So she's okay with playing dumb and just having someone to cuddle her.
Sure.
Than actually living in the truth.
Do you think that they're cuddle, or do you think he's going to go fuck her?
Well, they do. Why are you looking at me like that?
A long pause. Okay.
Well, they do.
Okay. What do you make of the last shot of the movie?
Okay.
And so the last shot of the film, it is Anthony, or Adam, excuse me, it's Adam, walking into the bedroom. And when he walks in, he sees a... floor-to-ceiling sized spider.
Right.
And that's the last
shot. But they
shot
do have sex, though.
Okay. I didn't have that in my notes. That's a genuine forgot.
They do.
Okay.
They're on the couch.
Yeah.
And she's pregnant as fuck.
Sure.
And they have sex.
Okay. I didn't remember that.
Yeah. They, like, she was like, I know you're not my husband, and I'm gonna have sex with you.
You know what's interesting is this is definitely one that, we'll get into this when we talk about what we generally thought about the film, but this is one that I could have probably gone for watching twice.
Yeah, before obviously.
Fuck,
I've like reminded you of more things. I'm just a woman, it's okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
So, what do you make of the end with this big fucking spider?
Okay, so, they have sex. She knows that it's not her husband,
sure. Right.
But loves it.
Right.
Because Adam is caring and loving and just like sensual, not like super, but just to the point where He asked her twice if she needs something. He cuddled with her.
Well, right.
He had sex with her while she's pregnant, which I'm sure Anthony was like, oh, fuck you, you're pregnant, I don't want you. Mm-hmm. And that's why he was being all crazy eyes on Adam's Mary. Girlfriend.
Well, Mary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, because he's like, oh, you're not pregnant, I want you. Just being a douche.
Because they look similar.
You know? Right. Anyway.
So I think that it's interesting because he has all of the qualities that she likes physically from Anthony.
Obviously.
But personality and emotionally is more what she's looking for, but didn't know it or knew it, but just didn't have it.
Oh, she knew it. She was just accepting it because they were having a baby together.
Sure.
And then this guy comes around that looks exactly like him.
With a completely different personality.
And she was like, I'm gonna have sex with you.
Sure.
You're great.
Okay.
So she's walking into the bedroom.
Uh-huh.
After they have sex.
Right.
Going to the bedroom to get dressed. And so Adam walks in there also. It's a fucking spider.
Right.
Huge ass fucking spider. And then the movie fucking ends.
Right.
And I was like, what the fuck? What is that?
What does it mean? What do you think it means?
What do you think it means?
I don't know, because it's very clearly a callback to the opening scene.
Of course. Okay, so the opening scene, which is a pregnant woman, and then it's this, like, sexy, we have...
The Eyes Wide Shut sex...
Well, people that haven't seen Eyes Wide Shut is, it's a naked women walking around, and then they do whatever sex thing that you want them to do in front of you, mm-hmm. and then people watch.
Right.
So, something had just happened, because there was lots of,
there's a masturbation thing, I think.
Yeah, there was a lot of grunts and whatever going on, but then after that, there was two women that walked out that had robes on.
Right.
And they took the robes off, so they were naked, and they're holding this, like, silver tray with just a spider.
Right, and there's a big fucking spider. I would imagine the same type of spider. Right. I have to see them, but...
I feel like it's probably the same spider as the end spider.
Right.
But they were wearing those heels, those, like...
Stripper heels.
Oh, I don't even know. 6-7-inch heels. 17-inch heels, who knows? The ones where you can literally break your ankle if you twist it the wrong way. And they let their spider out in the beginning, and it's alluding that you're going to step on it.
And that she's going to maybe crush it, which is...
And this is Anthony's, like, sex chamber that he takes people to, because he's the one that has the key.
Right.
And in the movie that we didn't get to,
mm-hmm.
he gets another key. But they don't end up
going. Yeah, in that thing that
Adam goes... We didn't end up getting to. We didn't bring that up.
Right, but it's the thing that Adam goes to the agency to get, and where he finds out the address and all that sort of stuff is like the envelope that's mm-hmm. got all of that. You know, it's got the next place, I'm assuming.
Right, and so I feel like that's what brings them together a little bit.
Sure. Well, yeah. So, I don't know. I guess the ending...
So, yeah. Okay,
what does the spider mean? What is it?
It was a fucking spider.
Sure.
I was so mad. When I saw a spider and then it ended, I was like, what the fuck is the ending of this movie? I want to have some explanation on who died. Mm-hmm. You know? I want to know if Adam and the pregnant lady ended up being together because uh-huh. the other ones died because they were fucking useless.
Right.
I don't like Anthony and the
guy, Mary,
the girl that likes to get drunk and have sex and that's it.
All right.
Like, you know.
Yeah, Anthony and Mary were the two that were in the car.
Yeah, but I like Adam.
Of course you like Adam and Helen because they're the caring ones.
I love them. Of course I do.
I think that... And this is a thing that I haven't completely worked out, so I'm just going to try to find my way as I go here on what I think this is. But I think that it's something to do with Adam's either, like, his relationship with women or his being frightened by women or something related to women and sex is sort of manifested or being projected as the spider. So,
okay, I can see that.
And so, I guess when I think about it, I think about it like this. Like, maybe there is one guy, okay, and he has the two personalities. He has the ring and the mark, but Mary doesn't give a shit about that. Doesn't give a shit enough about him to notice that until she notices it. Because she is surface and she's about drinking and fucking and that's it. And at the beginning we have this woman who is killing the spider, presumably.
Yeah, she puts her stripper heel.
She's got her stripper heel, like, near it, like she's gonna step on it.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's supposed to be sexy.
Yeah, which is weird. Like, I would never, whatever. But, yeah. And so, then at the end, so that's like this woman killing the spider, right? Mm-hmm. And then at the end, we have this gigantic spider.
It takes up literally a whole room.
The whole room, which the fucking sound on that was tremendous, by the way. I was like, whoa!
Yeah.
Like, holy fuck.
No, as soon as that happened, like, she's got her naked pregnant body walking into the room, and then Adam follows her in there, thinking that, I was like, oh, yeah, fuck again.
Let me see more of that shit.
Just grab her pregnant boobs or something, that'd be hot. And then you walk in, and there's a fucking spider, and it's like, bleh, and I was
especially
like,
with you not being a fan of the
spiders. And I was just like, oh, my God. And I couldn't even talk to you about it. And I was like, I don't want to talk to you about
it.
Yeah,
right. Like, oh my God, what is it? And so I think that it's just maybe a manifestation of him either being scared of women or being frightened by women. Because we have the woman killing the spider, and then we have this gigantic spider, which is either his, relationship with his girlfriend, if there's two, with his wife, if there's just one, split personalities, with her being, like, in charge, and him being this lesser thing, when mm-hmm. she's such a big, dominating force that mm-hmm. is overpowering to him. You know, to where that's like a manifestation of his lack of power. To where it's like a chain of command. So it's like the woman kills the spider. The spider represents women, and it would obviously kill him if he was in.
So Adam is his. That's who you're talking about, Adam?
Adam. Yeah, and Adam, because that's my whole theory, is that there's just one of them.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I could see Mary, the girlfriend, who always leaves after the sex,
mm-hmm.
to where maybe it's just they fuck and then she leaves.
And she always wears that fucking pencil skirt.
Right.
And she has to zip it up.
Because they fuck and they leave because he has to go too. He has to go home. He has to go home to his pregnant wife that he's not interested in.
Mm.
Right? That she wrecks the car because she realizes what's going on. She realizes that he's not going to leave her.
What? What do you mean she wrecks the car?
Like, if she was the one driving, actually, instead of it being this Anthony character. Oh. Like, if there's only actually one of them.
Mm-hmm.
To where she would be, like, you know, distraught in that he's not going to leave the pregnant wife. Mm-hmm. And she flips the car, I don't know, you know, and gets in an accident.
Yeah.
And so that would be my guess. That's my... You know, like I said, I haven't even read the IMDb trivia, which I normally do at least, just to
get a little bit of background. No, I can't wait till we...
Yeah, after we do some discussion or do some research on it to see what, you know, what the filmmakers think it's about. Or it is based on a book, so I don't know what the, you know, if the book spells it out a little bit more clearly.
Right. Like, I mean, I get what you're saying. It's obviously... saying that there's probably one person.
Mm-hmm.
having these two different personalities.
Sure.
But this movie, me coming into it, not knowing that there was a book.
Okay.
Not knowing anything about it. I wanted to believe that there was two.
There was
people.
Two, right. And I think that that's a perfectly valid way to read it until we get to the end, because then the end makes no sense.
Oh, I wanted to... Oh, man, I wanted to touch back on those fucking sex scenes in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I wanted more of that.
Yeah, like, give me more of that Eyes Wide Shut shit.
Yeah, like, I just wanted, like, people walking around and, like, this creepy bug, mm-hmm. you know, thing.
Which is funny that we're talking so much about Eyes Wide Shut. That's an episode about a month ago that came out by the time this releases. So we go... You know, Eyes Wide Shut, and then another episode, which I believe is our massive Lost episode, and then this one. So it's like we got a lot of Eyes Wide Shut on the brain. But yeah, I mean, that's the kind of language the film's using. Like, it's a direct reference to that.
So it's like a naked woman with a mask on, and she has a mask on that has a bug head.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, that sequence we haven't mentioned yet.
No, I've been trying to.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like it's a naked woman.
Mm-hmm. Upside down.
Upside down. I mean, yeah, she's nice. She's got good-looking boobs. if we're judging on, you know,
all
bodies.
All right, and?
Eric's like, okay, well, what do you think? So... And then she has, like, a bug mask.
A bug face, head, mask.
It's,
like, one of those things.
It is legit. Mm-hmm. Like, if you put, like, a Chucky mask on, yes, it's a mask. It's a big old mask, but it looks like a bug, so it has all its talons.
Sure, it's got the big fucking long teeth like a,
yeah,
like a spider
but
would.
She's naked as fuck. And so it starts up upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And then you walk down the hallway, and as you're walking... It, like, curves down to, like,
right
you
side
can
up.
See right side up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
that's
what do you
how
think
the movie starts.
No,
but
no,
before that,
no,
it starts with the pregnant lady.
No, yeah, that sequence isn't until later on in the movie with the, because that's part of Adam's dream.
Oh, that's right.
Where he sees her upside down.
I was thinking of the
down.
Sex and people.
Yeah, the sex part is at the beginning.
That's right.
The dream is, like, three-fourths of the way in. And that's what makes me think of the spider equals female equals his, like, fear of them.
Oh, that's
kind
right.
Of relationship.
I was thinking of the beginning where
that's fine.
There's all the sex.
Sure. You're stuck on the sex, and that's fine. So,
sorry about it.
I think that, but yeah, so I guess that's pretty much what we've, like, what the film had to offer, what we thought of it. What did you make of it? Like, you know, we've been discussing what it means. You know, it's very complicated, which apparently the only films we discuss are very complex films. So what did you make of it? Like, overall, what did you think of the movie? Did you enjoy it? Did you think, ah, it's all right, I didn't really get it? Or, like, what did you think of it?
Now that you told me that you think that it's one person,
yeah,
I literally am just like, what the fuck? So... Okay, on that note, I don't know anymore,
mm-hmm.
but I really liked the movie
mm-hmm.
because it was super interesting.
Like, sure. Well, I think we...
I liked judging in the beginning. Like, I was like, oh, you're not going to, like, have any conversations with your girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
you know, with Adam and his mm-hmm. girlfriend. And then you meet Anthony, and I'm just like, oh, he's a fucking dick.
Mm-hmm.
Like... The whole movie, I was just like, oh, bleh and bleh. I was, like, judging the whole way. And it was fun, though. I really liked the roller coaster of everything that it took me on. And then the end. With the fucking spider.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted Adam and the wife.
And Helen. Mm-hmm.
To just be a thing. Like, I was okay with the other two dying. Sure, just die. You don't mean anything to the world. Just Helen have your baby, and it's gonna look just like Adam
what
anyway.
Liked it. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Like, and Adam loves you. Like, he's a great man. And so I was thinking, like, damn, yeah, this is gonna be great. Like, this is a great way to...
Yeah, I can see where...
End the movie.
If they would have had a scene where the two of them are, like, spooning each other, or, like, cuddling each other, that would have been, like, the ending that you're looking for, right?
Right. And then I also wanted to see the ending of, like, them crashing. Because I was thinking, who... I was totally thinking, who is the media going to pick up who died? Is it going to be the actor... Or is it going to be the professor? Because they both live in the same town. So I was like, oh, that's weird. And then it turns out there's a fucking spider. And I was like, I don't even know. Hands up. I'm done. I don't fucking know. What the fuck is with this fucking spider at the end?
Right.
What does that mean?
What the fuck is the deal with a spider?
Tell me.
I already told you. I don't think, I mean, there's obviously not a spider. There's not a fucking spider that's that size.
Yeah, but it's why would they end it like that?
Because it is intriguing. Because it's meant to make you talk after the movie. It doesn't seem like the director is very interested in, you know, we were doing childhood favorites not too long ago and we talked about Weird Science. And how everything in a John Hughes film, like your Breakfast Club, your 16 Candles, your what have you, all are wrapped up in a nice little bow. And it's like, okay, well, here's where everyone went and everyone lived happily ever after.
That's true.
This film is not interested in doing that.
I love it, though.
Well, it's...
Like,
it's,
I want an answer, but I don't want an
answer. Yeah, it's like, you want an answer.
Like, I really want an answer because I'm just like, tell me. But then when I really think about it, I'm like, oh, don't tell me.
Yeah, it's like a thing I where... I want to be intrigued. It wants you to do the work on your own.
Yeah.
And... You want to, but you don't want to.
Exactly. Like, I was just saying.
Right. You're like, I want to do the work.
I really want to know.
I want to do the work, but I also want to know that I'm right when I'm done with the work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like everything else in life. So, give me a bone, know that I'm right. Ooh, I'm right.
Right.
You know?
So it's I think I'm not right.
Fuck you. I'm not right. Fuck you.
Yeah. I think that's interesting. And, I don't know. So I guess overall what I was thinking about the movie was I liked it okay. Like I wasn't wowed by it. It wasn't a film that I would buy, I don't think. It wasn't, it was maybe
Please don't buy it.
It was maybe a movie that I would watch just to see if I was right kind of a thing. You know, like I'll definitely do research on it to see what the filmmakers had to say about it. But I think that...
I would love to learn more about what they have to say about it. I would love to learn about what that final scene is.
Sure. And, like, well, what the opening scene is.
Oh, yeah. You know? I would love to know. And maybe there was a budget cut where they couldn't connect. You know, who
maybe.
Knows?
Yeah, maybe. Like, I feel like the director wouldn't have put something out there if he wasn't... You know, if it didn't make
I know. I
the
just,
sort of sense that
I
he
just
would.
Want... I just want more. I want to know what's in the director's head. I just want to know what's going on.
Sure.
With this movie. Like, it was a great movie. I'm not saying don't watch it. Please watch it. It was really good.
Yeah, I guess what we're coming to here at the end is that it's a movie worth discussing. It's a movie that we're obviously struggling a little bit with in terms of what it all is and what it all amounts to. So, you know, if you think that we're completely off base and you have an explanation that you think makes sense.
Please tell us.
Yeah, you could get a hold of us on Twitter, on Facebook, on our email, just whatever way you see fit if you've seen this movie. But I guess, you know, at the end here, Strauss, do you have anything else that you wanted to say about this one before we kind of wrap up?
You know what? The woman always knows.
She always knows, whether you think she does or not.
Don't ever cheat.
There
or
it is.
Be dumb. Don't, she always knows.
Don't cheat or be dumb. I like that.
That is the end note.
That is the N.L. Strauss.
End note.
End note right there. All right, well, if you have any comments, suggestions, or movies you'd like to hear us talk about specifically for Podshots, you could email us at plainlabelpodcast@gmail.com. You could follow the show over at Twitter under the handle @plainlabelpod, where you could follow me. I'm @EricWilliams79. We also have a Facebook page where you could like the show. Just search for Plain Label Podcast. And if you like what we do here, you could help us out by going over to our website, which is plainlabelpodcast.tumblr.com. And we're going to have a little box over on the right-hand side, and it is a link to Amazon. And we would like you to click on that link, and it'll take you over to Amazon's homepage, and it'll have our little show link embedded into that bookmark. And so what I want you to do is bookmark that new page that you're on, and then anytime you buy anything from Amazon, it'll help us out in the process. It'll take some of their money away, and it'll give it to us. And Amazon has a lot of money. They don't need all that fucking money. We don't have any money.
They don't need no money.
Yeah, we need all the dollars. So
all the dollars.
So that would be nice. You know, I want to thank Annelle again for coming on. You'll be hearing more from her.
Thanks,
babe. In the next couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if people wanted to hear more from you, they could hear you on our Vanilla Sky show that we did not too long ago. They could also hear you on two of the childhood favorite episodes that we did last month. That would be good.
And, Mrs. Doubtfire and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah,
Mrs. All day.
Your two movies that you
all
wanted
day.
That you wanted to talk about. And so that was good that you popped in there and got to talk with your little friend Rachel.
That was fun.
So that was fun. So, but if people wanted to get in contact with you outside of that, where could they do so? You're a Twitter girl now.
Is it Twitter, Annelle Elizabeth?
It is at Annelle Elizabeth. Yep. Yeah, that's where you'd be able to find her. Not so much on the Facebook.
You can spell Annelle like A-N-E-L-L-E.
Yeah. A-N-E-L-L-E.
Elizabeth's pretty generic.
And Elizabeth, if you want to get in contact with her. She's kind of new. On the Twitters, but she's...
Every 5 days, I'll check.
Yeah, she's got a little bit of a better handle than Cruz does on Twitter, if I'm being honest. She at least knows what the favoriting and the retweeting is.
I mean, if you give Cruz some fireball, she'll check Twitter.
Yeah, she'll get it figured out once you get, throw a little fireball her way, and Cruz will check out whatever you want.
I'll let her know this next Husker game.
That's right. All right, well, thank you again, babe.
Oh,
and thank you for listening, and we'll be back in 2 weeks with another co-host and another film.